You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Recently on the Heroes Podcast Network, Echo Station.
Well, what's the main what's the main planet that Endor, the forest moon of Endor? It's a moon. So it's there's a major planet, obviously, that it
is the forest moon of Endor? Is Endor the actual planet then?
See, isn't that confusing? Yes. Is it the forest moon of the planet Endor, or is it the forest moon called Endor?
Kaiju Curry House.
Because I'm just wondering, are Pokemon kaiju?
They are pocket monsters. They are pocket monsters, Paul.
They're monsters, aren't they?
They are yokai, officially.
Yokai?
Yeah, so...
What's a yokai?
Screen Heroes.
If the MCU gets that, then I really think that Space Jam needs to be part of the DCEU.
Yes!
Okay, because...
Does it have a big Marvel versus DC crossover where Air Bud takes on Space Jam? Man, we should write for these companies.
That's what it comes, it's Air Bud versus Bugs Bunny. That's what it's all come down to.
One-on-one.
Yes, done. All right. And then, like, at the end, it's Galactus versus LeBron James.
And Squirrel Girl wins.
Red Shirts and Runabouts.
Something we've talked about before, and other people have, but there's so much of real-life history involved with Star Trek, from Gene Roddenberry's days, his time in the military as a bomber crewman, you know, James Doohan serving, all these people and all these real-life events that have impacted things. That's very realistic of political and military leaders kind of resigning in protest at a decision they can't control.
Subscribe today at heroespodcast.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Podcast Addict, and more.
Hello, all you friendly Force users out there. Welcome back to our Season 3 premiere of Echo Station Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
We didn't get canceled.
We're so happy. One more season.
Yes. We have been on winter hiatus. We are very sorry we've missed all of you. There's been lots of Star Wars news happening, but we just needed a break. We needed to decompress and just relax for a little bit with our families and whatnot.
Plus, winter is always kind of crazy.
Exactly.
I think I've been sick constantly, and
you were sick quite a while.
Oh my god!
During the winter,
really hope this is done. Just done.
It'd be great if it was, because what you went through was nasty.
Nasty.
But so we are back. We are very, very happy to be broadcasting again. Of course, I am Ian, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host Chris.
Hello.
And we're just happy to be back, y'all. Pretty happy. We're happy to talk about Star Wars. Lots of Star Wars things have been happening. Right now, actually going on this weekend while we're recording this, is the New York Toy Fair.
Yes, which is always big in the Star Wars collectible universe.
And everything right now is all about the Baby Yoda merchandise.
Oh my god. Have you guys seen the Hasbro animatronic Baby Yoda?
The one that's like $65?
Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. This thing looks real.
That is true. I will give you that.
I will spend $65 and say it's for my child, and it will actually be my child.
And it does look very real, but all the Baby Yoda stuff is happening. The pops, the dolls, the animatronics. You name it, basically, it's going to be happening for Baby Yoda. I mean, they already have shirts out now at the Disney parks with various other, you know, fun little things, but
yeah, there was only a handful of stuff when I was there.
You went
December.
Yeah,
there was a handful of exclusive to the park merch. I got a $15 bumper sticker.
And what's it say?
It says "The Child on Board," and it has a little Baby Yoda in his little floating pram.
Yep, $15 well spent.
Oh, well spent, absolutely. I have seen people react to it in my rearview mirror.
Oh yeah, because it's very relatable. We should also mention that, speaking of Disney, we are still going to Celebration. We officially booked our Airbnb.
Cannot wait!
Chris and I went fabric shopping a few days ago for my costume, and y'all, it's gonna be so good!
It's gonna be epic.
I cannot wait. there's gonna be such a big cape, and it's gonna be so cool. So moving on from a little bit of news, like we said, there's a bunch of Star Wars stuff that happened. We can't cover all of it in this episode because there was so much. We did tweet about a lot of stuff too, so don't forget to check us out at Echo Station Cast on Twitter.
Yep, we tweet daily. Lots of tweeting, yes. Lots of conversation starters. Jump on in.
Much tweets, much polls, everything like that. And also, don't forget to follow us and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, because we have our very first review.
Aww.
We have not like one.
Us. They really like us.
We have a full-on 5-star review from Pat and Charles from, and you're going to love this, the name for their stuff, Conversations Podcast. The S and the W are capitalized.
Conversations. Like the shoes? Converse?
No, it's C-O-N-V-E-R, capital S, capital W, A-T-I-O-N-S.
Okay.
Like conversation, like Star Wars conversations.
Oh.
There we go.
So and I am a little daft sometimes.
And the light bulb just came on. We paid the electric bill.
Yeah, I mean, well, to be fair, I wonder how many people completely don't understand my whole manifesto.
I think it got good feedback, but that's just me. I loved it. It was fantastic. But they give us a great review, and it reads, Star Wars Variety at its best, from current shows / movies to detailed discussions about costumes. Christina and Ian keep it all about Star Wars in a really interesting way. Add them to your playlist. Thank you, Pat and Charles, so much. Don't forget to add them on your playlist as well at Conversations Podcast. We appreciate the review so much, so thank you guys so much. And don't forget, if you guys leave us a review like this, we will shout you out on the podcast like we're doing right now. So do it.
Aw, that's so sweet. I'm going to cry.
I know. They're very nice. I opened that up and I'm like, oh. And right. So they left it also on the 28th of December. And oh, like goodness. I said, I feel bad because we've been on winter hiatus. Yeah. So we're just now getting to it. So if you guys are still listening and not like abandoned us, we are so sorry.
Sorry, guys.
But yes, please go follow them. Please give them lots of love. We enjoy that other Star Wars podcasts enjoy our content as well. So thank you guys.
We'll have to tweet at them. Do they have a Twitter?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet. But we will look after this. And we will tweet at them sometime this week.
Tweet at them, yes.
Give them a listen as well. Yes. So this is our season 3 premiere. And what better way to start out the season than with a new episode of Clone Wars?
Oh my god. It's happening. It's like, you know, the whole...
It's back.
Just screaming GIFs, all the screaming GIFs. So excited.
When I say, so they have the Clone Wars obviously on Disney Plus. They have all the past seasons. But something about watching a new episode with that title theme music just gave me goosebumps in the morning. Right?
The title music is just, oh, it's so good. You know, all the Star Wars music is good. It's just, I love how all of them invoke a different kind of reaction.
They do. And I set my alarm super early to get up and eat breakfast and watch this like I was, you know, a very young child again.
Yeah, that was hilarious. You text me and you're like, I'm ready. And I'm like, I'm going to sleep.
It's like, that's great. I'll watch in the afternoon. Good night. But y'all, this episode was so good.
I loved it.
It's the first part of the arc called The Bad Batch.
Or as I like to call it, Star Wars, Clone Wars, the A-Team.
Slash Suicide Squad. And we'll talk about why we're calling it that in a few minutes. So that's a part of, so it's 4 episodes, I believe, in each arc. So it's this arc, an Ahsoka arc when she's on Coruscant, and then the Siege of Mandalore is the 3rd arc. And it's the final one. So this episode invoked so many feelings, and I know people were kind of like wondering why they didn't start with the Ahsoka arc, but it makes sense to leave her stuff towards the end.
Yeah. I mean, we got to dip our toe back in.
Yes. And what better way to get some defective clones who are just like batshit crazy.
Right. And I mean, come on. I love all of them. The Clone Wars. Let's start with the clones.
Exactly. Let's get off with the clones. First off, I'm wondering why the hell Admiral Trench like is not dead. He survived too much shit. I'm like, sir, you should like, no, go away.
This is a common theme in Star Wars.
You should be dead.
I mean, how many times should Grievous be dead? But we have to keep him alive because he has to die in revenge.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, though. But this guy is just, you know, he's not in any other movies. Like, just kill him. Jesus. But, so, what did you think overall for this episode?
Well, first of all, it's beautiful. The animation is gorgeous. It's very much the Clone Wars. It looks like the Clone Wars, but it's somehow sleeker.
That's what I was thinking too.
Right? It's prettier. It's like the Clone Wars in high def.
Did it look like a bunch of the lighting in the shots? Did it not look like a movie to you?
It did. It absolutely looked like a movie. At some points, cool. You couldn't really tell that it was a cartoon. It's very clean animation. It's Disney quality. Disney quality.
We should also mention that this, you know, when the Clone Wars was first taken off the air, that was in, 14 or 15. Might have been 13, but, you know, animation has jumped in the technology so much from then. So, it really shows in these episodes, and especially like in the trailer.
More angry every time I watch Resistance.
Look, they made some choices.
Choices were made.
And maybe those choices were pertaining to their budget for Clone Wars, so we should maybe thank Resistance. Right, I don't know. But so this episode starts out with, you know, they're on the front lines, they're losing ground, and they don't really know what to do. Anakin and Mace Windu are on the planet. They're like, well, we're kind of losing some ground here, so if you guys got any ideas, it'll be super helpful.
Yeah, we need a Hail Mary.
Yes, and the Hail Mary is a group called the Bad Batch, aka Clone Enforcement Number 99.
Number 99, which is a beautiful throwback.
Yes, for those who don't remember, 99 was the defective clone who was kind of like the janitor, I guess.
Yeah, he was totally the janitor. He was old and shriveled and he had a humpback, and he was just adorable and like a mentor. And
he tried to fight during the siege of Kamino, and he obviously got gunned down.
That's one of the episodes that I absolutely cried at.
Oh yeah, that was especially with the music too. I'm like, oh, they're gonna shoot him. Oh my god, they shot him.
Yeah, so okay. it's beautiful that they acknowledge him in that way.
Yes, that's a very nice callback. And so it's a group of it's four clones or five clones? I can't remember now.
Trigger, what's his name? Heavy, the hair, the face guy from the
face
A-team.
Guy,
the face, you know, the hair guy. What is his name?
The marksman. And then the hacker.
Yeah, the hacker guy.
So it's four.
Is that four? That's four. It's four,
right? Isn't that four? I think that's four.
Like, that feels wrong, though. Wait, I'm going to look it up. Hang on.
We can do math. Hold on. I'm looking it up right now. We can do math. Okay. We should have known this. Hold on. I thought it was four. Could have been five, though. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, guys.
There's the marksman guy, the heavy guy, the captain, the smart guy. There's one more. There's five.
Okay, that's what I thought. There's five. That's what I thought. But I'm like, does that sound right? But I'm like, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. The I don't know. There's one guy that's like kind of forgettable. He's
not forgettable.
His superpower isn't as interesting as the other ones.
Oh boy!
Yeah, we did. So we literally forgot him. Therefore, he is forgettable.
I don't. Oh boy! I don't think that's what happens. But okay. The Bad Batch basically they consist of defectively born clones who then underwent like unique and desirable quote unquote mutations. So like they could heighten senses, whatever.
One's really smart, one's got amazing
yes
accuracy. One is Hunter, gigantic, and like the Hulk.
Oh no, no, there's four.
What?
It's Hunter, Wrecker, who's the brash, who's the strong one, Crosshair, who is the sniper, and then there's Tech. There's four.
Huh.
There's four.
I could have sworn there was another one. Oh well.
I thought, I'm like, there's only four. So yeah, it's a four person team. It's led by a guy named Hunter, who is like the leader. Wrecker, who we said is the big strong guy. Crosshair, who is the sniper, and then Tech, who is the super knowledgeable tech hacker person.
Yeah. It's the A team. It's Clone Wars, the A team.
It is. It's a mix of the A team and, like I said, also the Suicide Squad, because this is the team that they send in when no one else can do anything.
100% accuracy in completing missions.
Yes. They don't follow normal clone protocols or procedures. They kind of just do their own thing and they get shit done. That's what they do. that's what they do. They, and they do it very well. They're armor... very cool,
because it's interesting that you can see that they are obviously, you know, more or less related genetically, but they're like the clones. And it's, and I mean, the clones commented on very first. They're like, these guys are clones.
Yeah. Like this is, these are the people. And then they called them, what? They didn't call them normies. They called them, regulars or something. I can't remember what they called
it. Yeah, I can't remember, but there was like something like that. Yeah.
Yes. And they're like, excuse me. They're like, yeah, you guys are like the regular ones. We're the cool ones.
Yeah, they are.
And I mean, it goes down to their design too. And each clone, you know, regularly has their own design too, to make them unique. So it's, you know, Cody, it's Rex, it's, you know, all these clones look different, but you know, they still have basically the same template or whatever, but these clones, you know, they're bulkier, they're leaner, they are, you know, all different hair colors. One is almost, I think, has like male pattern baldness.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know if that's what Tech has or if he just like cut it that way, but either or.
Yeah.
We should also talk about their armor, because it's red and black, and I've never seen a clone with red and black armor before.
They're beautiful. They're really nice.
It's very interesting. It's very, you know, Black Ops, you know, special operations kind of tactical gear.
Yeah.
I
mean, as if, you know, as if their physical appearance, their actual, you know, phenotypical appearance didn't distinguish them enough from the regular clones, the armor.
We're going to give them really cool armor, too.
Yeah.
So what do you think of, do you, people are, you know, drawing comparisons a lot from the Clone Commandos?
Yeah, I can see that.
Did you ever play the Clone Commando game?
A little bit. I played it with my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. So in that game, each clone kind of has their own personality as well, and each, you know, specific kind of ability, you know, hacking, demolitions, you know, whatever it may be. So fans are kind of wondering as well, you know, why didn't you just use the Clone Commandos and giving them more of a spotlight?
Because these guys are really cool.
Yes, and also we got the Clone Commandos in like two episodes. They had a cameo appearance in one episode in season three, and then I believe in season five there was another commando who like got his mind wiped or something like that. I can't remember the specifics of it, but
well, the fact that they're using defective clones is very interesting, because it's very much not what the Empire would do.
No, the Empire would just like kill them. They would shoot them out into space and go, nope, goodbye.
Well, the Empire would have killed 99.
Oh, without question.
So it's a nice dichotomy between the Republic and the Empire and how they would treat people.
Oh, yeah. And this, obviously, you know, these last three arcs are very much in the waning, you know, weeks of the Clone Wars. And we know that Siege of Mandalore takes place during Episode 3 and during Order 66. So this is very much getting into, like, Imperial territory. And it's kind of cool. And so can we talk about how like the planet looked that they were on? Cause that planet was really pretty.
Wasn't that cool with the glowy flowers and stuff?
It was.
It reminded me of another planet, and I can't remember the name, in the Savage Press and Maul arc. When they first started getting together and they were kind of like just running around wreaking havoc. There was another planet.
Oh,
I think I know what you're talking about. It kind of reminded me of that planet.
I love that whenever like the flowers would break or the ground would break, it would just like have like, it would look like slate or glass and it would just shatter everything.
Again,
it was really pretty.
Gorgeous animation.
The animation in this was top notch. Speaking of animation, and we tweeted this out, this clip as well, so don't forget to check us out at Echo Station Cast. Haha, another plug there. but that the one continuous shot when they're breaking into the facility.
Oh, the bunker thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
How good was that?
So it reminded me very much of a, you know, first-person shooter game, but also I don't think the Clone Wars before that ever did a shot like that, that I can recall. If I'm wrong, please feel free to tweet us and let us know if there was a shot like this, but it's a good at least like 30 to 40 second shot of just them going in, taking out the droids, throwing in the droid poppers and taking over the command station.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic sequence.
And that's when I say this episode reminds me a lot of a movie, that's something you see in a movie a lot. Absolutely. Nowadays.
The cinematography of a cartoon episode was movie quality.
Exactly. And you don't really get that a whole lot in cartoons, but, you know, with this, with the 3D animation, I mean, you know, Disney doesn't cut corners with this kind of stuff. They give you the best that they can give. If not, they give you better than what they can give.
Oh, and I just want to kind of throw it in as an aside. If you have not finished, if you're just getting into the Clone Wars and you have not finished and you're trying to get through it because you want to get to this episode, it's a standalone. I mean, it starts an arc within this season, but this particular episode, you could watch it without being spoiled on other things.
Well, you say that, but the very end.
The very end.
Because they think you know who's alive still?
Oh.
So here's what I'm going to say. Watch, it's I believe in season 4, watch the Citadel episodes.
Yeah, well, if you haven't finished 6 and 7... you'd be okay.
If you haven't finished, you mean 5 and 6?
Sorry, yeah, 5 and 6.
Yes, if you haven't finished 5 and 6, that's fine.
Because it's not a story yet, so you're not... there's no problem there.
Correct. So watch the Citadel episodes in season 4, because there's a character that they reference from those episodes in this one. So we should right now say, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it right now. Holy crap, do you think that they are like... using like his brain for this like operation?
I don't know. That was kind of creepy.
So we should also mention that about 3 or 4 years ago, Dave Filoni was kind enough to the Clone Wars fans and all of the Star Wars fans, and he released the rough animatics of a bunch of episodes that were never produced.
Yeah, so if you've followed the Clone Wars in the news for the last few years, you've seen the artwork with the Bad Batch. You've heard of the Bad Batch before.
Yes, and there were actually animatics of these episodes up that he showed. The same thing with a series art called Crystal Chase, Crystal Chaos, something like that, where like there's a huge kyber crystal on Utapau and they have to go and get it. Those episodes were not produced for this season, which kind of sucks because everyone came back to voice their characters in this one, or in that arc. So maybe it could be like a special bonus feature for something, I don't know. But anyway... the Bad Batch had animatics out there that you could see rough cuts of what they wanted to do. And so there is a certain clone that died, or we put that in quotes, died at the Citadel in those episodes. And they are thinking that because the droids are getting so good at predicting their algorithm and predicting their attacks that, you know, there's someone on the inside. What are they going to do? And it's not really someone on the inside. They think that a clone is still alive. He was captured and somehow they have plugged into his brain to, you know all the battle tactics that Rex and Cody knows.
Or they're using him in more generic ways. Which reminds me of Rebels and what they did with Luminaria.
Oh, yeah. With her ghost, or her body.
Yeah, so that's a possibility.
Do you think that... because they obviously will change things from the animatic to from back then to now to, you know, give people, you know, a bit more of a surprise and whatnot. So do you think that they're actually having his body hooked up to something, or do you think like they took out his brain and they're using his brain?
It would be more of an emotional punch if his body's still around.
I agree, because they can like try and rescue him. Like I think they did in the arc and it didn't work out, obviously. But yeah, so they think a certain clone, we won't say the clone's name because we want to keep, you know, some spoilers, you know, spoiler free, but they think that a certain clone is alive, and they get kind of confirmation by that when they hack into the system saying, well, where is this live signal coming from? And they said off world, and they punch it in, and he was saying his clone CT, you know, whatever number he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Admiral Trench finds out that they found out that, he's not too happy. He's well, a happy spider. And that's when the episode ends. The end.
Yep.
And now we wait till next week.
Yes. So overall, people, you know, were like, well, this episode kind of was, you know, slow. It didn't really do a whole lot for me emotionally. Just wait, because this whole arc is going to be very emotional. Like, extremely emotional.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's pretty... That tracks for Clone Wars. Clone Wars was
that's on brand.
Very emotional.
Yes.
Very emotional series.
Also, these... The ratings for these cartoons, it's TV PGV. So, parents... whatever PG stands for.
Parental guidance.
There we go.
Suggested violence.
And we've, you know, they were kind of, I believe they were rated the same thing on when they were on Cartoon Network as well, but I'm glad that Disney let them keep that rating.
Yeah. So we were kind of talking about this earlier. Clone Wars is a violent series. It's not,
yes.
It's not gory. It's not bloody, but it is violent. There is quite a bit of violence. And there is quite a bit of violence in Star Wars. It's a movie about various factions at war, all of them. So, you know, it goes hand in hand. There's going to be violence, which is really interesting to me. And I like the fact that, it, you know, George Lucas always brings it back. He always reiterates that this series is for kids. He developed it for kids to look, mm-hmm. you know, to enjoy something and look up to it and something. And it's Dave Filoni really echoes that because, you know, Dave Filoni is George Lucas's Padawan. So, of course, he does.
Yes.
And he really also believes that this show is for kids. So this is written primarily with children in mind. And it doesn't pull punches. It respects that children can understand these kind of plots. That they can understand these complex emotional scenes. And, you know, I think that's wonderful. I really, really think that. And I wish more Star Wars fans would get that. Would understand that it is for kids. But it's not that adults can't enjoy it.
No, I said before, each season I felt of the Clone Wars got progressively darker and darker and darker.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, some of the season 5 material. I mean, you see people's heads get cut off and, you know, it's season 5 becomes super dark and super heavy with, you know, plot lines and conspiracy theories and, you know, stuff that kids really wouldn't care about, but since it's Star Wars, they're very interested in
it. Yeah. Well, and it makes them start to, you know, question things like politics and morality and politics and choices. Mm-hmm. And, you know, are the people we think that are there to take care of us and protect us, are they really making the right decisions? You know, the people depend on the Jedi, but are the Jedi really correct anymore?
It brings up a bunch of questions, and I like that, you know, they poke at those kids' brains saying, hey, you know, make your own decisions. The Jedi, you know, maybe aren't the best at some things. Yep. You know, it's the Jedi aren't, you know, it's not black and white like how it was presented in 4, 5, and 6. It's not black and white.
There's a lot more gray areas in the Clone Wars than than the movies, which really love their black and white showings of
moral. They do, and I really do love the black and white or the gray areas of the Clone Wars because there's so many things to play with. I mean, if you take, for example, Ventress.
Yeah.
Who was Dooku's assassin, the primary assassin for the Separatists, gets betrayed, goes to the Night Sisters, gets abandoned by them after a siege there, and then becomes a bounty hunter and gets set on her own path. You know, she wasn't just strictly evil. She, you know, has some morals.
Yeah, she's making, and she even says it, you know, I'm making up my own moral code now, basically.
Yes. And that's just, you know, there's so many examples. That's one that, like, really hits home because of how she was especially portrayed in the comics and whatnot. You know, she was just this cold-blooded assassin. And, you know, I am very sad that we don't get to see her story arc completed in these episodes. Yes. It's completed in a book, but I really wish they would have done it for this season. But I get why they didn't. I just, because there was 8 episodes that were unfinished.
A lot going on.
Yes, but I mean, 8 episodes of her and would have been fantastic. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, there's her and there's also, there's Barriss.
Yes, who, we don't know what happens with her, really.
Who is, we know that she gets redeemed. And we know that she absolutely did do something terrible. But she comes back. Well, when she gets
redeemed?
Well, she gets killed in Revenge.
No, well, see, that's not canon anymore.
That's not canon anymore?
Nope.
Wait, what? But that's in the movie.
No, she's not in the movie.
She's not in Revenge? Is she only in Attack of the Clones?
Yep.
Oh, I could have sworn she was in there.
No, so Clone Wars rewrote her story, so she's no longer getting killed in Order 66, so we don't know what happens to her. That's why everyone was kind of guessing that the Inquisitor in Fallen Order, the female, was going to be Barriss.
Interesting.
Yeah, so her story isn't wrapped up yet. We don't know what's going to happen.
I was always going off that, like, I always thought it was weird that they made her so clearly bad in the Clone Wars, and I'm like, hey, but
they let her back into the Order.
She comes back and it's fine.
Like, hey, you're forgiven. You bombed our temple, but you're good.
We were totally going to kick out Ahsoka, but you can come back.
Yeah, no, her story is very much unfinished. And speaking of Fallen Order, I didn't mention this in the news, but Fallen Order 2 is officially in the works.
2 already.
Because they sold way more copies than what they were expecting. So, like, oh, we may have a hit on our hands. So,
like, hey, EA, make a decent game. And guess what? People will
and
buy
Respawn
it.
Did it. Yay. So maybe that'll happen again. Maybe she'll be in the second one. I don't know. But so that about wraps us up here. We talked about the Clone Wars. We are very happy that it's back. It premieres every Friday for the next, I believe, 12 weeks. So we have 12 weeks of awesomeness.
All right. So spring's going to be great.
Yes. And we also are going to throw up a poll on Twitter. So by the time this episode is released, that poll will still be going on, saying, you know, would you want us to do what we did like in the Mando Fetso, where we take maybe 3 or 4 episodes and just do them all in one episode here, or every like 2 episodes? How would you guys want it done? Each arc, I believe, is 3 to 4 episodes long. Oh, excuse me, long. So we could just do them by arcs if you wanted to. Split those arcs up into maybe 2 parts, you know, part 1 of the arc, part 2 of the arc. So it just, you know, it depends on what you guys want. So like I said, we'll throw that poll up on Twitter this week. Don't forget to go and vote on it and go to Echo Station Cast on the Twitters. That's where we are. And like I said, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We are on Spreaker. We are all over.
We're all over the place.
Yes, basically where you find your podcast, we will be there. Just type in Echo Station Podcast or Echo Station Cast. Don't forget to go to heroespodcasts.com, where you can find our podcasts and many other podcasts.
If you like fantasy, we got that. You like anime? We got that.
If you like Star Trek, we have that. Video games, movie reviews, we got it. Basically saying we have our hands in lots of pots, so all just come visit us. And you can also follow me on Twitter at IRTurner, and on the Instagrams as well at House of Turner Cosplay, and same thing with Facebook. Chris, where can they follow you?
You can find me on Twitter at The Dirt Witch, and on Instagram at Chris Jaded.
So tweet us. We like talking with you guys. Don't forget, like I said, our handle for the station itself is Echo Station Cast. We love talking with you guys. We had a great time over winter break talking with all of you and interacting. And also, we forgot to mention this. We have a panel now officially at Planet Comic Con.
Oh, yeah. Come see us. Be part of our live show.
Yes, Planet Comic Con in Kansas City. We are on Sunday, March, 22nd. That's a Sunday, right?
I do believe so.
Yes, at 12:30. It's called The Rise of Skywalker and Beyond, where Chris and I talked about Rise of Skywalker, what we liked, what we didn't like. I know that I talked with the Screen Heroes guys, but we didn't get Chris on there, so this is the perfect time for Chris to voice her opinions.
Yay!
It is a live show, so we want all of you to interact with us as well. And we're going to talk about Beyond. So by then, the Clone Wars will, I believe, be wrapping up or just wrapped up. We will be talking all those episodes, what the future holds, possible things for Celebration that they're going to announce, all that good stuff. So we would love to see you all there. We're going to be plugging those dates quite frequently. So if you hear it a lot, just because we want people there.
Yeah. Come see us.
We want those butts in the seats.
We'll be in costume. You'll like it.
Yeah, we'll be in full costume. It'll be great. But until then, may the Force be with you guys.
May the Force be with you.